I'm going to do a very short intro and then hand you over to the main speakers. My name is Richard McCants. I'm a gay activist retired, and I've lived in the area for about 30 years. Now, some would say Pride is about pink froth and a cynical commercial attempt to capture the pink pound. For what began as an agitprop event has over 40 years settled down into more of a celebration of LGBT life, sometimes without a political edge, with a growing number of towns and cities holding their own versions of Pride. I need to remind everyone here that it is a very important vehicle for many people of all ages who will take their first faltering steps in the process of coming out, either by marching or just being present. So I would like to welcome Nottingham Pride 2010 as well. The GLF manifesto, which I found, has some significance for Nottingham because it was the Russell Press who first published it here when various other printers wouldn't touch anything with GAY on it. The other thing that's very significant about Nottingham is that a man called Howard Hyman set up Nalgay, which was in Nalgo, which later became Unison, and became the largest and the first lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender group in the country, and other unions followed, setting up their own support groups. I need to say that in Nottingham, the Labour-controlled City Council is to cut its funding from the outburst lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender group, Support the Youth Project, and it's the only one in the county of Nottinghamshire, on the spurious grounds that they cannot measure the group's effectiveness because of its members' invisibility. Well, I'm sure some of our speakers will have something to say about that. 25 million people worldwide have died of HIV/AIDS since 1980. Anyone who watched the Channel 4 documentary by Soraya Samura cannot fail to have been moved by the plight of East Africans, particularly lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people, denied retroviral drugs, often systematically lynched by baying mobs simply because of their sexual preference. Many refugees and asylum seekers have risked life and limb and been conned into paying huge amounts of money to racketeers to make life-threatening journeys from many parts of the world to Western Europe, including this country. Many believed England to be the land of the free, only to end up being assaulted on their journey by the CRE Special Police in Sangatte in France, or banged up in an internment camp here, like Jarlsruhe, children often separated from their parents. Whilst we welcome the Supreme Court's ruling this month to overturn a previous directive that if LGBT people would be discreet, they would not be in any immediate danger in being returned to their country of origin, there is still a lot of work to be done. Now, I would like now to do the David Dimbleby strap lines to introduce our speakers on the platform today. I'd like to introduce Claire Jenkins, who was forced to leave a successful career running a secondary school in order to change sex. She is still without paid employment, having fought four employment tribunals against recruitment discrimination. She has promoted transgender equality in the trade union movement and is vice chair of the NUT LGBT Advisory Group and is a former director of Relate and the Citizens Advice Bureau. She is currently completing a PhD at Sheffield University, a work inspired by an MA dissertation in which she studied transition in the film Transamerica, which came out recently. She has written a chapter for a book addressing sexual inequalities in the world of children, which has been attacked by the tabloid press and the Christian right. Claire has been thrown out of her large, extended biological family and not seen her four children for 11 years. I'd like now to introduce Sky Chirapi, who is a refugee who originates from Zimbabwe and is a co-founder with her partner, Kay, of Noisy Image, which through art and activism exposes oppressive regimes, corrupt governments, corporations and religious organisations who oppress humankind the world over. Art is activism. Activism becomes art through carnival, performance, parody and satire. Sky is a published writer and a psychology postgraduate who is currently in training to be a forensic psychologist. I want to say something about Ali Hilly, who is unable to be with us today. He sent his apologies. He's quite ill. And I'm going to read something from him very shortly. Ali is a journalist, the founder member of the Iraqi Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Group, a human rights organization committed to campaigning to stop the murder of LGBT people in Iraq. The organization also provides safe houses within Iraq for people escaping violence and death threats. Iraqi LGBT has received the 2010 Monet Horvitz Award, the American trust that honors individuals and organizations worldwide for their significant contributions towards eradicating homophobia. I will read out Ali's contribution a bit later on. Our third speaker here today is Peter Tatchell, an Australian-born British human rights campaigner, scourge of the tabloids, who found his voice in GLF over 40 years ago. He attracted international attention for his attempted citizens' arrest of Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe on two occasions, in 1999 and again in 2001, to highlight detention without trial, torture and the abuse of gay human rights. He is the recent recipient of an honorary doctorate from Sussex University, which he has dedicated to the people of Iran, in particular to Mansour Osanlu, the jailed Iranian trade union leader, and to Sakini Ashtiani, who has been sentenced to death by stoning for adultery.